It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 28-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in sunny Boca Raton, Florida. Welcome back to the show, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Hey, we have some really good news for those people that are using FHA loans to buy homes. What is it?
Well, they're lowering the costs. Yay.
We
this
love
is
that.
Good news.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what they're doing is they're cutting the annual premium for the mortgage insurance. When you buy a home, FHA, you have to purchase mortgage insurance, and it's a percentage point. And they're lowering that percentage point. So basically, it's going to cost you less to get that mortgage. We saw that as the market, Steve, was going down, they started increasing these base points, as they call them, in order to collect more insurance to protect them against foreclosures and the losses that they incurred for houses going into foreclosure.
All right, let's back up for a second. So if you put 20% down on a home, you don't have to pay any mortgage insurance. And a mortgage insurance is a premium that you pay to the bank. So the bank, if you're putting less than 20% down, the bank can protect itself if you go into default. So it's an insurance policy that you pay for. Now, if you take an FHA loan, and you're putting down 3.5%, obviously you're below the 20%, so there's going to be mortgage insurance. So the way it's priced is as a percentage of the mortgage, and what Terry is saying is that percentage used to be 0.85%. We really say it as 85 basis points. That's an easier way to say it, 85 basis points. That's been reduced to 60 basis points, or 0.60%. And that savings means that your monthly outflow, the amount that you have to pay for your mortgage, goes down. And that's what we're talking about. So, Terry, what happens in the marketplace and how does it positively affect a buyer other than the fact that their monthly payment is lower? But what else does it mean to them?
Well, basically, every time you cut the cost of the mortgage insurance, it means that the borrower meets their debt to income ratio required to purchase a home. So it helps them be able to purchase a home, get into a house. We saw that, you know, when they increased the premiums, we went from, say, 1.4 million renters to 1.6 million renters. So It made for, you know, a lot of people not being able to purchase a home just by raising those basis points that you're referring to from 55 basis points to 90 basis points, which doesn't sound like a lot.
It is.
But it really is. And it took out, you know, quite a few people from being able to buy a home.
Yeah.
And so now by doing the reverse, it should have the same reverse effect where it allow more people to be able to purchase.
Yeah. I mean, on a $300,000 house, it's a couple of $100 a month. So it's really quite significant when you think about it. Now, you also want to realize that if the economy turns again and there's more foreclosures and the FHA wants to protect itself even more, they're going to raise the cost of this. But so this is really mirror of the fact that, you know, things are pretty good in the economy, so much so that there's a lot less defaults. Matter of fact, I understand they've gone back. The number of defaults or bankruptcies or foreclosures, rather, are where they were before the crisis. That's excellent news, right?
Excellent. Yes.
Yeah. And so it's really a great report and it's truly all good. All right. Moving on to something else here. You know, there's been a recent report that has been put out that said that why 2017 may be a very good year to sell your house.
Oh, can I answer that one, Steve?
please do. I'm really going to be very surprised on how you answer it. Go ahead.
Housing inventory has been below normal for more than 2 years. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking to sell your house, now's a great time. The demand is really, really strong.
Yeah.
We need the inventory. It dropped 9% year over year from November 2015. The inventory levels
dropped. Yeah.
So basically what that means, when you have low levels of inventory, it's a seller's market. The prices are rising. That's why we see the interest rates creeping up to try to slow things down. And to be honest with you, I need houses to sell. I went so many appointments in 2015 thinking, all right, everyone's going to put their homes up for sale. No, they still haven't put their homes up for sale. I go visit these same people again in 2016. They still haven't put their homes up for sale. So I'm hoping.
What's the problem?
I'll tell you what the problem is. They don't know where they're going. If you think about it, a seller is nothing more than a soon-to-be buyer.
Yeah, so they're either moving up. I mean, there's got to be a reason. They're relocating, or they're moving up to a bigger house, or they're moving down to a smaller house.
Right. So the ones that have to move, they're being relocated. They put it up for sales.
Mm-hmm.
But the people that are looking to move up or move down, especially if they're trying to move up and they don't see anything that they like, we're like, well, we can't sell our house. We have no place to go. So last year, Steve, I had to try to put deals together contingent on people's houses selling because they fall in love with a house, but they can't buy it.
Yeah.
Because they have to sell their home.
Yeah,
so you're caught in this, wheel that just keeps spinning and spinning and spinning. And I tell folks, look, the only way this is ever going to happen is you have to commit yourself to selling your home. If you have to find temporary housing, do it. Stay with your in-laws, whatever the case may be, and you will find a house. It won't be that long at the in-laws.
Yeah.
And that's the level of commitment it takes right now to try to buy a home while you're trying to sell a home at the same time.
About 3.5 years ago, I was looking for a new home and we looked everywhere. I mean, we really drove our broker crazy, which, I don't know how you guys do it, quite frankly, but after a while, we ran out of homes to buy. And so, I won't say I settled. I love my home. But there was just a time that I just had to pull the trigger. And maybe the price was a little higher than I expected to pay. But interest rates were low enough and the math really, really worked out. And I'm a happy camper. So, that's a lesson for buyers. But for sellers, this is the time in a seller's market. If you're thinking about moving and whether you're moving up or moving down, this is the time to sell. 2017 is a very good time to sell. So Terry, one last question for you.
Sure.
When is the best time to sell a house?
Right now.
When is the best time to buy a house, Terry?
Absolutely right now. Don't miss these opportunities.
Okay. Spoken like a true real estate professional, as I know you are. My guest, as always, is Terry Story. Terry is a 28-year veteran with Coldwell Banker, located in Boca Raton, and she can be found at terrystory.com. And to hear this conversation again, don't forget to join us at stevepomerantz.com, because this is the Steve Pomerantz Show, spelled P-O-M-E-R-A-N-Z, stevepomerantz.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.